Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We have another great guest coming up for you all today. Recording artist Dale B is with us today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with you, his fans. He's been able to do that not only through live performances, but also through singles like You, which you all are going to be able to hear today. If you're just hearing about Dale B, we'll tell you a little bit later in the broadcast how you all can stay connected with him as well as support the music. But Dale B, hello to you and welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you? How are you doing, man? And thank you for the welcome. I'm definitely glad to be here with you this evening.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you, man, on the success you've been able to have, as well as on the single that we'll be listening to here called You. I mean, what has this experience been like for you, Dale B? So not only to do something that you love, but then to be able to way the, you've been able to see the way the fans are responding to it.
Yeah, man. It, you know, honestly, it's definitely a blessing. I mean, I'm a music lover, and I love music itself, making, creating the music, writing it, you know, recording it. So to see my work getting the buzz that it's getting and the people responding the way they are, I'm loving it. I mean, it's all part of the plan, you know?
Right, right. And you know, speaking of the plan, I mean, when did you know, Dale B, that music was your thing? I think because a lot of times people know early on, you know, what they like to do, but when did you know that this was something you definitely wanted to pursue?
Well, you're definitely right, because I've been singing and dancing, kind of entertaining and performing since the beginning. It started in church and has led right to where we are now. But I think to answer your question, high school, man. I was playing football in high school, and I used to sing, write just little things to entertain, you know, my crew of friends in high school, and it kind of spread throughout the school. One of the songs that I wrote, just joking around, man, and, you know, I kind of felt like, well, and one of my homeboys kind of said, well, if you could write something like this just playing around, you might want to try it seriously, and I did, and it kind of led to me finding my love for the craft, and I just kept going, you know.
Right, right. Did you find that, you know, it was one thing for you, Dale B, to be able to know that you had something, but that it took it to another level when someone else validated that or at least acknowledged it?
Yeah, definitely, because it's one thing to write for yourself, sing in the shower, write for your family, let them hear little things, you know, and they tell you it's okay. But once you start getting that love from people you don't know, outsiders, you know, that are letting you know, hey, I feel what you're doing, I agree with what you're doing. It makes sense to me. It sounds good. I mean, there's really no better feeling because, I mean, when you create something, whether it's music or whatever you do that is your love, it's your passion, it's your baby. So, you know, when people show you that they love it just as much as you do, you know, and it's affecting them in some type of way, I mean, that's awesome.
Exactly. So have you gotten used to the idea, Dale B, of going from being someone yourself who's a fan of other artists to now having people that are fans of your own music?
Yeah. I'm loving that because, like I said, I mean, I've been writing music for a while, writing for other local artists in my area and teaming up with people. And I've been doing so much music. Once people start responding, it's like it definitely validates what you've been doing and what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, we're definitely just going to keep pushing.
There you go. And we're going to talk more about what inspires you to keep pushing here in a moment. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Dale B is our guest today. We're talking to him not only about his journey and being able to do what he loves when it comes to music, but also, of course, what it's been like for him to share that with you, the world. And you've been able to do that in a variety of ways. We'll tell our listeners a little bit later, Dale B, how they can stay connected with you through social media. But it's one thing for you to be able to be known from those who know you personally. But what has it been like for you to hear from people around the world who you've never met to tell you how much they appreciate your music?
I think that's probably one of the best feelings that you can have, especially when you're trying to get your music heard on that national level. And since, you know, I am getting word that the music is being heard on a national level and people are responding, it feels great because, you know, it's one thing to have an urban market and right for the people that you know might tune into this kind of music. But worldwide, I mean, you know, France, Germany, and these people checking in, letting me know that they love the music, it's an overwhelming feeling. But at the same time, it encourages me to keep doing what I'm doing. I must be doing something right, must be on to something good.
Right, right. So what is it that keeps you inspired? I think inspiration is one of those things. I think in the single You, we kind of get an idea of what inspires a song like that. But, I mean,
right.
As an artist, though, I mean, what is it that normally inspires you to make you say, okay, this is something I definitely want to sing about?
Well, you know what, it's a lot of brainstorming that goes into it, but I typically try to write about my own life situations, family situations, or something that's familiar to me because, you know, I like the type of music personally that I can identify with when it comes on the radio. It just makes you feel good. It takes you away from the situation at hand. It's almost like just some type of good drug that's not illegal. You can actually use it. So I'm inspired to inspire others, make others feel good through my craft, through my music. I mean, and then I just love making music. The whole process of getting a beat, writing to it, arranging it, then laying it down, and seeing the reaction after that. I mean, the whole process inspires me.
Yeah, I think that is it. So, you know, could you have imagined along the way then that you would not only be able to do something that you love so much, Delby, but then to be able to inspire other people? You mentioned those around you. I mean, could you have known that you would be a source of inspiration for them as to what's possible for them too?
I think it's something that you hope for, but you don't really know it's going to happen. I mean, I kind of stumbled along to this. I mean, I've always loved music, but I was more into sports. But the reaction that, you know, I was able to get from something that I birthed, something that I created, it definitely validates things. So I wasn't expecting it, but I'm definitely embracing it at this point.
Right. Well, I know that your fans appreciate that as well. I want to talk about separating yourself for a moment because, you know, I think the thing is that, you know, we all have heard the saying, there's nothing new under the sun, but definitely right. Everyone approaches things in their own way. I mean, how important has it been for you, Delby, to be true to yourself, you know, because it's so easy for people to say, oh, you know, you sound like this person or that person. How have you been able to stay true to yourself as you've been doing what you love?
That's a good question. I thrive on that. I try my best when I'm writing near my writing partner. I got a writing partner named Goodness Gracious. Shout out to him. But we try to create our own sound, our own lane. It's a lot of groups that came out, you know, back in the day, like, for instance, Outkast. When they came out, they were just a breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? Like, so we try to stay in our lane. We love other music. We love other artists that put their love into it, and you can feel it, and you can also tell when it's different. So we just trying to stay in our lane, do what we do. We have a sound that's unique, all our own, and we just stick to that. We sort of got a formula, and we're just sticking to it.
Right. Well, I tell you, it's working for you, so I think that's probably the best thing. I mentioned the single You, so tell us about this particular single and how it came about.
The single You, okay. It's written by myself, Delby, and like I said, my writing partner, Goodness Gracious. He's also an artist and a rapper and a singer. And we get beats from various producers. This one is produced by Double D, a guy named Kendrick Harmon, but he goes by Double D. He's an artist as well, but he's a fire producer. Well, we got some beats from him, and we were just brainstorming. We write songs not only for myself and other artists around, but we have songs in the catalog for female artists, kids, so we're looking to collab too, just to put that out there. But this is a song that we just we had the situation, the beat just talked to us, it gave us what the record was about. And of course I love, as an R&B artist, I think one thing we're missing is the songs about relationships, whether they're
right.
You know, sexual or just break up to make up type of things, you know,
right.
But relationships, I love writing about that. So this was one about a relationship, you know, it's definitely about an intimate relationship, but a relationship nonetheless. So it was just fun to write. We had fun with it, you know, and we just brought it to life.
All right. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, and I should say that You is available through all the online retailers, including our good friends at Amazon.com. Here is You by Delby. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Delby right after this. Stay with us.
trying again. 11 is better, but 12 gets you better. 13, 14, 15, 16, all go together. Step 17, give you everything. Step 18, 19, and 20, take you up, take you down, then I flip it. Step 21, I let go my love. On step 20.
Recording artist Dale B with his single You. As I said, it is available through your favorite online retailer. Our friend, of course, is Amazon.com, but you can get it through the other guys as well. We've been talking to Dale B not only about his own journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Dale B, I want to talk about growth for a moment, because 3 years ago on Amazon, you released the single Make Up Sex. Do you find yourself kind of comparing where you were then to where you are now musically?
Honestly, I do, because it's life is all about growth. I'm trying to do bigger and better things, make the quality of the record sound better, the vocals sound better, even the lyrics. You know, I'm always striving to improve, so I'm looking for growth. 3 years from now, I definitely look to have stepped up my game even more, and just, you know, keep. That's how you keep coming with the hits and stuff that people like. You have to keep improving, keep stepping your game up.
Right. So, you know, you're in a business that is not the easiest, as I said,
right.
You know, not only, of course, or, you know, are there a lot of artists out there, but then, of course, there's, you know, just like I know, there are artists who started when you started that are no longer with us. What is it that keeps you going? What keeps you motivated as an artist?
Wow. I mean, you're right. Definitely being persistent, consistent, and loving your craft. I mean, because it's so easy to give up. It's so easy to quit. It's so easy to throw in the towel when things aren't going right. But me, myself, I don't have a big team of people around me, you know, close personal friends. So I'm my own cheerleader. And the few people that are around me, we definitely encourage each other. And the love for music just keeps driving, keeps pushing me on. And I have a message to get out there. I have plenty of music for the fans. And I just, you know, it just keeps pushing me. It's a fire that burns deep inside of me, and really nobody can put that out but myself, and that's not happening anytime soon.
Right, right, got you. You know, I think that is the thing, and I think it's also, you know, a great reminder for all of us. I love what you said, Delby, about being your own cheerleader, because so many times you're not going to have someone there to pat you on the back. You're not going to have someone there telling you to keep going. You're going to have to be able to motivate yourself. You know, the thing I have to talk to you about, we, of course, heard the single You, and, of course, that being a studio single, I want to talk about the live performance, because I'm always curious, for those of us who don't do what you do, you know, we only get to see one aspect of it, and that is being in the audience. I want to ask you, what is it like for you to be up on that stage, to be at a performance, and to be able to feel that energy of people coming back at you as you're performing?
Well, one thing, I mean, you're looking for that energy. I mean, you thrive off that energy on stage. It's nothing more upsetting or downing than to see that energy not return that you're giving out. So the focus and preparation for a show is almost more important than, you know, the single. It is more important than to me than putting out the single, recording and all of that, because you need that love at the shows. I've done several, you know, throughout the states, and, you know, I've had some at the beginning that I improved on, let's just say that. So I'm always looking for that energy. It helps when you have a hot single out, you know, like the You record. It helps when that's out and the crowd can respond to you. But you got to go out there and have fun and do what you do and just enjoy yourself. That's one of the main things about performing.
Yeah, I think that's it, and I think that's definitely it. Word of mouth is one of the things that has also benefited you, and as I said, you've been able to use social media in that regard. Is that one of the things you tell other artists as well, Delby, to make sure that they're using these avenues out there, which are all free, by the way? Is that one of the things you tell them, you know, to take out that time to make sure that they have that platform there, that they're able to connect with their fans and share the music?
Yeah, it's a must these days. It's a must. I mean, we're living in a digital world. If you don't have something where the people get in contact with you quickly, I mean, you're at a disadvantage. I definitely try to keep my social media campaigns up. It can be time-consuming, but it is a necessity at this point. And you can get your music to so many people so quickly that it's just it's something you need. So I definitely would encourage anybody up and coming, anybody, independent artists out there grinding, you got to step up your game on that and just keep it moving. That, you know, that's how people like Conversations Live hear about you, you know, and give you the opportunities to speak on their shows and stuff like that. So definitely got to have that intact.
All right, and we appreciate the plug there for sure, Delby. Again, everyone, recording artist Delby has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. So, Delby, let our listeners know, how can they stay connected with you, and also, of course, how can they keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, no doubt. And for all of those who might be just tuning in, I'm Delby. I'm an R&B artist out of Florida. I'm the franchise artist for Alcon Entertainment at this time, and that's Alkon ENT, and you can tune in to, or you can go to alkonent.com, and you can see my videos on there, pick up the music there. Like Mr. Webb said before, you can get my new single, You, off of amazon.com, as well as iTunes, Spotify. You can tune in to my Vivo page to preview it, and also you can get at me on Twitter. I'm at Dell Business. That's DellBizness. I'm on Instagram, IG, at DellB_sings. And sings is spelled with a Z. And I'm also on Facebook at DellB. So if you Google me or go on iTunes or any of those, you know, media platforms, you should be able to find me, definitely. And I want to give a shout-out, too, if I can, to the Entertainment Worldwide Network. And my folk, Don Jr., CEO over there, you know, making waves for me. And also, like I said, Alcon Entertainment, Mr. Copeland. And shout out to the Cool Camp. That's my camp, you know what I mean? So that the new single, You, is blazing the charts. And we just applying pressure, definitely.
All right. Well, keep up the great work, Delby. Again, everyone, recording artist Delby has been our guest. Great conversation with you, man. And look, it goes without saying. You're welcome back here anytime, all right?
All right, and shouts out to you again, man. Conversations Live, I appreciate the opportunity, and we definitely will be talking again. I appreciate the support.
Hey, man, glad to do it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I tagged DLB both on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find him there. So make sure you guys are staying connected with him there. And then, of course, make sure you guys get the single You for yourself, too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.